Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Greg Campy from Oakland University joins us on 365 Sports. Coach, I know you're awfully and incredibly busy. What have the last, let's say, 18 hours or so been for you, been like for you?
Hell. Absolute hell. All I do is talk, and I love talking, but I never thought I'd hate it. You know, I mean, it's been nonstop. The only time it was nonstop was from about 2 in the morning to 4 in the morning. But then I had to answer my text messages. I had 1,300 text messages, and you don't want to answer them during the day because if you do, then they'll text back, and then it's 1,300, you have 2,600, right? So I got through to all but about 150, and just now before I got on, I looked at my phone, and I'm back up to 480. So tonight at 2 o'clock, I'll get up again and try and finish it off.
Coach, I knew going into the game after, you know, reading about you guys and seeing what you did that Jack Golke was a three-point shooter, and that's what you talked about. But we just saw his shot chart, and I didn't realize that he is exclusively a three-point shooter. When he does take a shot close to the basket, do you worry that his depth perception might be off for a second?
No, I make him go on a treadmill if he shoots two. I don't want him shooting any twos. He's a three-point shooter. And if he shoots a two, it means he's got to dribble it. So if he dribbles it, he'll probably turn it over. So I don't want that.
Yeah, he does a lot of those catch and shoots. He doesn't even take a step or two. He just, boom, he's ready.
Right. Or a shot fake and you fly by and then he shoots it, you know. So I had a guy a couple of years ago. He actually in Dallas now. He's with the Mavericks as their video coordinator, a guy named Max Hooper. And he went through the season with 245 shots, and they were all threes. He's the only guy in the history of college basketball to do that. So it's not unusual here. We like that.
Coach, I really enjoyed your post-game interview last night, you and Jack Golke, and he had the great line to end it about, we're not a Cinderella. I just thought it was a great sign-off. You mentioned during that interview of you're going to enjoy it, but you have games to play. So how did you enjoy last night, and how quickly did you get back to work and focusing on the next one?
Well, we got through, watched a little bit, got back to the hotel, and we had dinner, and we had a riot at dinner because Golke's turned into some, social media sports hero or something.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted out something like, this Oakland Jack Golke just beat 5 pros at Kentucky, and he'll probably be an insurance salesman next year. So our players were like singing like a good neighbor, Jack Golke's there. I mean, we had a great time last night, and then we put them to bed and we got to work, and we're just trying to worry about, NC State right now. That's all we're trying to get done.
Have you even thought about the value of what last, and I know you would like to have 5 more, but the value of that publicity means to the program and the university you love so much?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's I'm trying to keep the players away from that, but they're going down in history. They'll be invited back every 10 years. They probably won't ever have to pay for a meal again in Rochester. I mean, that's unbelievable what it did. But our school website crashed last night. There were so many hits on it. And then today, this is a funny story, man. Today, our school, the online t-shirt sales, we sold $8,000 worth of t-shirts to Louisville.
Yeah,
I mean, not to the school. I mean, just people in Louisville, Kentucky, using their credit card to buy Oakland t-shirts. It was like, I don't know if the word went out in Louisville, everybody buy an Oakland shirt for our game next year with Kentucky, or we're just going to drive around the state of Kentucky wearing Oakland shirts just to rub it into the blue blood's heads or something. I don't know. $8,000 worth of shirts from bought in Louisville is just insane.
Coach, one of the best parts about March Madness is you get to find out about programs like yours, and this is not your first trip there, obviously the fourth time you've been there, but the more you learn about, this is a small town school. I mean, your dentist's son is on the team. His dad is taking pictures as a credentialed media member. That does not happen everywhere, and it's such a unique and cool story. What is, the vibe? Does it feel like you're small town? You've been there for 40 years. It's just something so bucolic and different than we normally get.
If you saw this as a Disney movie, you would say, this ain't real. I mean, it's crazy that, his dad played for me, and his dad was, he could get the jump ball for us. He's 6'9", and he could give me the jump ball, but he would go get me very many points. But I tell him, you're the best recruit I ever had because I got your son because of you, and he's player of the year in our league. So, it's crazy, and his mom's my dentist, and kids sat on my lap when he was 4 years old, came to my camp. I mean, it's just an unbelievable story. And no, we're not that small. I mean, we're a suburb of Detroit, which is, one of the 10 largest media markets in the country. So it seems like it might be a small town, though, but it's a suburb. There's a ton of people around. We have a great fan base. We've got 20,000 students at Oakland. So it's not some little school.
So you've said try to keep the players, although let them enjoy this, but also let them understand that there's something else. How quickly have they responded to getting refocused for round 2?
Well, I said that before I got to the locker room, right? That was right after the game on the court. And when I got to the locker room, I didn't have to worry about it because, usually they show the locker rooms and the coaches are doing all these fancy dance moves, which I can't do. So, if they played Barry Manilow music, maybe I could do something. But, I don't know what the hell the coaches do. And the players are acting like they won the national championship, spraying water everywhere and things like that. I walked into my locker room. They're just sitting there. They're just sitting there. They're having a good time laughing and that, but there's no – they got a higher cause. They know how important this game Saturday is. And while they're pretty full of themselves for winning that game, they surely didn't take it to a level that would get me to be concerned. And we had a great practice today. We're focused on what we're going to do, and I think we'll be ready to play tomorrow.
How much of an advantage is it that you do have guys that are juniors and seniors that have been with the program and – bright lights, even though these lights are the brightest, don't bother them as much, or they've been through different things, as opposed to a team, you know, you played Kentucky last night. A lot of guys are going to be NBA players, but this is also their first big-time night that they've really had.
Yeah, we played an unbelievable non-league schedule, though. Now, those games, you know, they're not on primetime TV. They're on the Big Ten Network or something like that. And while they mean a lot at that time, it doesn't have the pressure that that game had last night. But I think the pressure was more on Kentucky, especially when we showed them that we were going to play with them. You know, it wasn't going to be a 40-point blowout. And I think the pressure was more on them than it was us. But we, you know, we could have won at Ohio State. Or no, we should have won at Ohio State. We could have won at Illinois, and we did win at Xavier. We lost at Michigan State. We lost at Dayton. So we played everybody. We knew that we can compete, and we knew that we had a chance to win. We didn't care who we were playing. And so I think that played a big part in what you're saying.
So, Coach, Tom Izzo had some comments earlier in the week about the tournament. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, was talking about things are changing when it comes to the mid-majors. And how much of that trickled? We had John Gallagher, coach at Manhattan, and, of course, he was at Hartford. We've had him on the last 3 or 4 years. They opened up the year Baylor won the national title with Baylor. He's been a great guest for ours, of ours. How much of that, those comments trickled into the mid-major programs, coaches, and fans?
No, they're wrong. You know, they're absolutely wrong. You got the greatest sporting event in the world. Mm-hmm. It's not the greatest. It's one of the top three. You got the World Cup, you got the Super Bowl, and you got this. And the opening weekend's the weekend that matters. I mean, there's a lot of people watching in the Sweet 16 and the Final Four, but those are the core basketball fans. You got everybody watching with a bracket in, you know, this first week. And if you change this, it's just stupidity in my, and you can quote me on that, man. Oh, yeah. It's stupidity. It is just utter stupidity. You got the best event in the world. Why would you change it over greed? You know, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered, man. You do not want to change this tournament.
Coach, amen. It is perfect. You know, it's the five-star steakhouse. Like, you can't do any better. Like, what are you trying to do? Like, it's so wonderful.
Yep. It really is. But, you know, people change the world, and it depends on who's in charge, and you get the wrong people in charge, and you do stupid things that have to be corrected later. But I don't know if you can ever put the toothpaste back in something like this if you change it. So better be very, very careful before you change it.
Hey, Greg, I know you're busy. You have text messages probably coming in while you're on with us, and you have other interviews to do. Thanks to Reedy for help setting this up, Michael for setting this up. It really is great to have you on the show. Wish you the best, and hopefully we're talking to you again maybe next week. Congratulations. Keep it going. What a story. And as Golke said, we're not Cinderella. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having us on. It was really, really nice of you. And if you want me back and we win, I'll come back.
You got it. That's a great – thank you. Greg Campy, the head coach at Oakland, been there 40 years, since the mid-'80s.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.